I'm a songwriter, and I'm going to do some of the things that I write. And this is called Doing What It Takes. I had a friend I hadn't seen in a long time, had a lot of trouble in his lap. I said, "How are you, Art? How you doing?" "Doing what it takes." Say you, I want to hear your name. I won't feel the same. I'll bank the pain. Be all right. One of these days. I've been doing what it takes. You know I love you. I guess I'll love you. Baby, that road you up too steep a hill.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're gonna get knocked down soon. It's all right, but it'll be all right. 40 days. I'm just doing my thing. Man, no two lines, no. I said, get to the ground. I know more stretched out on that one. He was good, baby. Wait a minute, we got another brand new one.
Well, yeah.
It's called Give a Little. Yeah, and it's funky, I'll tell you right now. In a good way, not like gym shoes. Oh, this is good funky now. A lesson in love, listen to me like this.
Got
Thank you.
You know, we've been around a long time. We've been friends a long time. And this is a festival after all, so go ahead, treat me like the dog I am. Some of you are even hauling this back at me, so I know you know what I'm talking about. And that goes for the dogettes as well. Yeah, no, I want you to turn it loose on a day like this. It's such a great festival. I was out last night listening to Dr. John, you know, right in the middle of everything. He did such a night. It was such a night. I'll bet you do it tonight, and I bet you do it tomorrow night. And after it's all over, you come down to Duff's Garage. We're going to be down there with a little... Teresa's going to join me, and we're just going to fool around, and I don't know what will happen, but come on down to Duff's if you need more. But right now, treat me like a dog.
Santa just a no good man.
Thank you once again. I'd like to take a moment right now to introduce the one and only and my favorite singer. I want to bring out Teresa James. She's going to help me out a little bit, and then we'll turn her loose, too. Teresa, please, would you come out? Teresa James from Los Angeles up here. So we can hear Teresa.
Hi.
Can't stop looking.
How y'all doing today? Isn't he the greatest? And he's so cute. I just love him.
You been drinking again? Talk about that.
I know, it's a little early to be drinking in it. The very first time we met was on, like I said, on Delbert's cruise, and there's a lot of songwriters and a lot of fun on that cruise. I might mention, go to Delbert.com and you can go on it too. It's the best week in January you'll ever spend. But I said, Teresa, would you do, I love duets, would you do this duet thing? And she just nailed it. So that's why I said, can we do it again? Can we do it again? I want to do it again. Oh, I know. I am so happy to be here.
I never been to Portland before. I never knew this was such a beautiful place. And I certainly didn't know that the weather was so beautiful. That's for sure. And I have this gentleman here to thank for talking him into letting me come up here. So.
Had nothing to do with the weather, though. It's our little secret. Now, don't go back home and tell everybody we have.
I say, oh, it was okay, but it rained the whole time.
That was horrible.
It was
That's
awful. Horrible. People were so unfriendly.
It was awful.
It was awful.
Nothing you can say, baby.
There is nothing you can say. There is nothing you can do. Just be my baby. Oh, yeah. That's all I want from you.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
Don't try and buy the world for me. Oh,
just be my baby. There is nothing you can say. There's nothing you can do. Just be my baby. Oh yeah. That's all I want from you.
Trying to impress her. That high car you got. Park out the parking lot. I was jacked up the tire. She didn't care about that. Maybe trying to impress her with that fine big stereo you bought. Yeah. But hear me when I say she don't care about that. Mm-hmm. You gotta ask her how she feels sometimes. Isn't that right? I don't know what you think about her once in a while because. I've heard the words I won't break.
Oh, empty promises, you know they don't mean a thing. No. Without that feeling, that only love can bring.
There is nothing you can say. There is nothing you can do. Just be my baby. Oh yeah. That's all I want from you. There is nothing you can say. There is nothing you can do. Just be.
Thank you so very much. I want to spotlight Teresa right now and fix my guitar.
Well, I got to tell you, I really appreciate Lloyd giving up part of his set to let me come out here and sing with y'all. I'm a big fan of Lloyd's. Lloyd and I are going to be over there at the Millennium Music Stage or the booth signing CDs when we get done. If you want to stop by there before you wander over to the other stage. Lloyd's got a bunch of CDs, I know I do. So, they did me the honor of working up some songs from my brand new CD that we've been working on, me and my band. E-I-E-I-O? Is that what it is? This is one of my favorites on there. It's called E-I-E-I-O.
Can I
Well, you better call your brother, call your sister too. Tell your cousin by the dozen, says, how do you do? Looking for hours, stirring the pot, crawfish and the catfish, or how to paint your heart. Down the chimney, down the chimney. Can relate to this next song or not. This song was written by my dear friend Mr. Stephen Bruton and Mr. Al Anderson. A song called I Do My Drinking on the Weekend. Huh? I know that's what I do. Get my hair cut every month or so. I cut it short and I let it grow. I got a job 5 days a week. Monday through Friday, work, eat, and sleep. I get my paycheck and I call my friends. I do my drinking on the weekend. I call my mama every chance I get. She gets to worrying if I forget. so much. Hey, you know what? Later on this afternoon, I think around 4:45 or so, I'm going to be over on the workshop stage. If you don't know where that is, if you head down there towards the booths and you see where they're doing the free Hep C testing, you just turn right. In fact, while you're watching me play, you can stroll over there and get tested for Hep C. It's all free. So it's a win-win. Because I'm smart. That's how I know all that stuff. Anyway, I hope you'll come and join me over there a little bit later on. You didn't know that? You live here and you didn't know that. That's right. Well, they're doing good work here for Hep C. So, and the food bank, too. Man, what a marvelous thing. I live in Los Angeles, and all they do is bust the homeless people around, you know. I think they bust them up here. That's what it is. All right, here's a song called Since I Found the Blues, I've Been in the Pink.
I'm
you so much.
Woo!
The amazing Teresa James right there.
Thank you very much. Mr. Lord Jones and his struggle.
All right, they asked to do one more quick little thing, and I said, well, it's a festival. I'm going to get Teresa to play a little boogie-woogie with me. We played over on the riverboat last night with Tommy Castro, and we just all fooled around a lot, so we'll do like that. We'll do like that. Imagine we're on a really big riverboat. Thank you so very kindly. How about a big round of applause for the musicians that sound so fine? Glenn Holstrom on our organ.
And thank you very much, Lloyd Jones. We're at the Waterfront Blues Festival. This is the 19th annual. K-Boo's happy to be here because it is a benefit for the Oregon Food Bank, who helps their darndest to feed hungry people, and we're happy about that. And also, something else that we're happy about, they have taken in $100,000 so far, and their goal is $500,000. So come on by, bring some food, bring $8 if you can afford that. And someone, I was also told that someone came in and gave $1,000. One person came in, so thank you very much for that. Again, this is going for hungry people in our state of Oregon, and there are a lot of them.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and all the ships at sea. And if you've been down to the Blues Festival, you know what I mean by the ships at sea. This is Tom here, and we've got Reggie Houston coming up with the Crescent City Connection. Some things happening around the Blues Fest. Tonight, a great movie by Les Blank, Always for Pleasure, about Mardi Gras in New Orleans, shot in 1977. With a great film clip of Professor Longhair, among many others. Also tomorrow night, Sam Cooke, the story of Sam Cooke, will be playing tomorrow night. This is from the Northwest Film Center. After the festival, as the music is over. Some other things happening tonight. Duff's has Lloyd Jones and Dover Weinberg at Southeast 7th and Clay. Also happening tonight, Boyd Small, Big Monty at the Cascade Bar and Grill in Vancouver. Tomorrow night, Lloyd Jones is at the Candlelight, and Duff's has Kenny Blue Ray and Jim Wallace tomorrow night. Some extra added special things happening around the Blues Fest. Also today, early evening at the Portland Brewing Brew Pub up in Northwest 31st, will be the acoustic New Iberians playing early on, about 5:30 to 8:30. A lot of other things happening. Halibut's tonight. John Koontz up on 25th and Alberta. Also happening tonight, Hayden's Lakefront Grill, Bolt Upright tonight. A lot of great things happening, and we're going to be switching to music to Reggie Houston right now and the Crescent City Connection.
Local artist.
Hey, that beat is New Orleans. Ladies and gentlemen, 20 years in Fats Domino's band. 20 years with Charmaine Neville's band. Ladies and gentlemen, Reggie Houston.
Hey!
At the Crescent City Connection.
Thank you.
brother. For too many of you dying, don't you know we got to find a way to bring some loving here this day. A picket line, picket sign. Now don't you punish me with your brutality. They talk to me, and you will see. What's happening, y'all? Good evening. Good evening. Good afternoon. Thank you so much. We are. This is the premier gig of this band. This is the premier gig of the Crescent City Connection. That kind of put this together for this occasion. But if you notice, I have some of the usual suspects that I have been associated with since I have moved here to Portland. Namely, Mr. D.K. Stood at the keyboard, y'all, and the vocals over there. I choose to introduce him in a much more sophisticated manner. D.K. Stood's in the house, y'all. D.K.'s in the house. Mr. the fantastic talents of the guy who's played with everybody on the North, in the Northwest, Mr. Peter Damon on the guitar. You know, Peter wears so many hats, and we won't even go into how big his head is to wear all of them hats he wears, but he wears them well. But this is where he belongs, y'all. Yeah. With the Crescent City Connection. This young man is a wonderful story that's attached to him. I don't know this cat. Well, we do know each other, but we have been passing each other and brushing shoulders. We even made a rehearsal together in a big band and stuff, and looking across the room and said, man, I dig that cat. You know, but this is like 2 months after I had talked to Reinhardt about, you know, a bass player for this particular band, and he told me about this cat. I said, yeah, call him. He's the cat. He's a cat. And we finally got together, and one of those wonderful droplets of sunshine from heaven, Mr. Damian Erskine on the bass, is coming to my life. And the multi-talented and very inspirational and honest cat, Mr. Reinhardt Mells on the drums. Now, I'm going to be bringing up in a little while, not right now, but I got another young man that you may have seen him in different settings, notably on piano, but he's also an extraordinary saxophone player. I'm talking about Mr. Matt Potts. So Mac is going to be coming up a little later with us and do some stuff. Set up that music. Now,